Unit 10. Spanish falcons feed Arab passion for raptor hunting. For centuries, the art of falconry has been a prestigious tradition within Arab society. Today, most of these formidable predators come from Spain, which has become the world's top exporter. In upper-class Gulf society, these swift-flighted hunters are worth a fortune, with buyers sometimes shelling out tens of thousands of euros per bird. The feathers must be completely whole, says Juan Antonio Sanchez, proudly showing off one of his falcons, which is about to be shipped to Qatar. Every year, around 150 of them leave the breeding facility that Sanchez runs with partner Beatriz Dominguez in Fuentespina in the arid Castile region, some 150 kilometers north of Madrid. Most head for the Middle East, where rich amateurs buy them for race and hunt. A breeder for more than 15 years, Sanchez and others helped turn Spain into the world's number one exporter of falcons in 2018. According to figures from the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, CITES. Last year, Spain exported some 2,800 specimens, almost all of them to Gulf countries, easily passing the 2,500 sold by the UK. With 52 falcons due to be flown out the next day, Sanchez and Dominguez are making last-minute preparations for their journey. With the help of two employees and their 7-year-old daughter, they take the birds out of the enclosures where they have been raised for the past 3 to 5 months, far from prying eyes. The next day, they will be loaded onto a lorry, then transported to Madrid Airport, where, after passing veterinary checks and other formalities, they will be put on a plane to Qatar. On the perches are a stunning array of hybrids. These particular ones were produced by crossing the gyr, the biggest and most elegant species of falcon, with the peregrine, which is the fastest. With their long, tapered wings, falcons have exceptional flight capabilities. The peregrine is known as the world's fastest animal, with diving speeds of up to 300 kilometers per hour. There is not one part of their bodies that is not designed to be like a bullet, Dominguez whispers in the darkness of the corridors leading to the breeding enclosures. Each raptor is sold for anywhere from 400 euros, 48,300 yen, to thousands, says Sanchez. According to Manuel Diego Perea Obregón, who heads the Spanish Falconry Association, AECCA, buyers from the Gulf tend to pay about 2,000 euros, 241,500 yen per falcon. But for specimens from a handful of breeding facilities known for supplying Gulf royalty and their families, the price tends to be in the tens of thousands, says Javier Ceballos, a Spanish falconry expert. Such birds are raised in customized air-conditioned facilities where their trainers come and select the best specimens. Julio Cesar Perez Guerra spent 3 years in Abu Dhabi looking after falcons that belong to one of the brothers of United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. They don't allow even one falcon with a broken feather back in, and if it happens, there's a sharp reprimand for the falconer who is handling them. Spain counts around 400 breeders, many of whom started during the financial crisis by studying the art of breeding online in order to make a living off of their passion, explains Perea Obregón. Spain has an age-old tradition of falconry dating back to the Middle Ages, when the Visigoths and the Arabs introduced it to the region. Today, hunting with raptors, which has been recognized on UNESCO's list of intangible cultural heritage, is practiced by just over 3,000 people in Spain, the European country where the sport is most deeply rooted. But for breeders, Spain has a key advantage. Its hot, dry climate allows the gyrfalcons, which normally live in higher, colder latitudes, to become acclimatized to the hotter temperatures they will experience in the Gulf. In the Middle East, authentic hunts that have been practiced for centuries by nomadic tribes have become increasingly rare. These days, the wild quarry the falcons would have hunted, such as the Hubera bustard, a rare desert bird whose meat is prized as an aphrodisiac, is now almost extinct. Instead, birds of prey are used more for racing, against the clock or in pursuit of a remote-controlled robot, Prey, drawing criticism from purists. Although possessing a falcon is an ostentatious sign of wealth, the owners often lose interest in an individual bird after about a year, heading back to the market in search of a new champion. And this has provided a lucrative source of income for Spanish breeders that is showing little sign of letting up.